And here we are. Learning to forgive forces me to grow beyond what I am, while anger makes me look smaller. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Instant Illumination. Learning to forgive forces me to grow beyond what I am. What is it that I'm growing beyond what I am? If I need to forgive, then I better grow. If I have anything that I feel that I must forgive of anyone else or myself, I'm in trouble. Because forgiveness is judgment. And if I'm judging myself or anybody else that they need forgiveness or I need forgiveness, then I'm really barking up the wrong tree. What I want to do is to recognize that all is in divine order. I want to recognize that all is harmony and all is peace. And if I need to forgive myself, we'll just take that for the point here. If I need to forgive myself, then I am putting my attention on something that I don't want to happen. Say, for instance, I kicked the ball and it went right into the front door and rolled into the living room and knocked over the tea table, you know. And it was loaded with tea and it was all spilled all over the floor and all over a big mess, big, big mess. And so I say, forgive me, you know, I didn't mean to do that. And you did mean to do that. I mean, nobody could have done it more beautifully than you did. And you meant to do it. Well, no, I didn't. No, you're caught now. You see, this is the thing that we do. We don't really want forgiveness. And we can't get forgiveness because we meant to do what we did. And you say, well, no, we didn't mean to do that. That was just a pure accident. There are no accidents, remember that? There are no accidents. So whatever we do it on purpose. And you say, I kicked that little girl on purpose. She was standing near there, and my shoe flew off and hit her right in the back, you know. And I did that on purpose. That's right. Because when you're in control of yourself at all times, you never can make a gesture or movement or do anything which is going to be harmful or contrary to what you say you don't want to do. So, if we ever want to be forgiven for something, what we are doing is we want to be noticed. Why do we want to be noticed? Why do we want, and sometimes for very dumb things, but why do we want to be noticed? We want to be noticed because we're always looking for attention. You see, if you create, all right, now just think about this. I was thinking about this earlier today. If you create a world which is absolutely beautiful, absolutely good, absolutely orderly, absolutely harmonious, absolutely without any problems. You get that? Without any problems. Are you going to be happy? You say, wow, be boring, wouldn't it? Yes. It would be boring from our human point of view, where we need to have action. We need to have excitement and adventure to make us happy. But you see, when you get to the point where you don't have those things, the action and excitement, you are on a very high level of awareness. And you see, as long as you do not choose to see what goes on around you, you won't realize how beautiful everything is. And you don't choose to see what goes on around you because you're too busy. We were reading an article about autistic children. And autistic children are very great observers. They recognize and register everything that's going on around them, the tiniest little thing. And you and I have been trained to look at the big picture and say, okay, we see the living room with a fireplace, a bookcase, and some chairs. Now, they would see the specks of dust on the floor. My goodness, you know. They would see all of the little things that might be out of order. They might see the rugs not placed in an orderly fashion. They might see dirt on the floor that you don't even see because you've become accustomed to it. Is that good? Is that bad? No. But I'm telling you, they live on a different level of consciousness than the average person. The average person has made it a point not to see details and just to see the overall. We made it a point to see the forest, but not the trees. We made it a point to see the sky with all the clouds, but not the individual thunder clouds and the individual cumulus clouds that are so beautiful to look at. Now, in doing that, we are always trying to make things exciting and bring attention to ourselves. And you say, well, I certainly wouldn't bring attention to myself by throwing my shoe at a little girl. That would be not a very nice thing at all. But wouldn't it? Wouldn't it get you a lot of attention, wouldn't it? I'm sorry, I didn't mean to do it, but I flew off my foot. When the children are at play and their shoes fly off their feet, that was done on purpose. They did not tie their shoelaces. They did not keep them firmly in place. They knew they were going to lose their shoes. They knew that. When children are going to run a race, first thing they do is bend over and snuggle up their shoes. And they tighten their belt. And they stick their shirt in their pants so that they have total control. Nothing flopping around to slow them down. Swimmers, what do swimmers do? Swimmers shave their hair off. They shave under their arms. They shave everywhere. Their legs to keep from giving resistance to the water. You say, well, that much resistance. Well, they think it does good. So it does something for them. Now, you say, how absolutely idiotic. That little bit wouldn't make that much difference. But if they think it does, then it does. If you are running a race and you think that you're being held behind, you are. Now, people wear clothes and they fall into the water and the clothing drags them down. Other people wear clothes and they fall into the water and they come right up to the surface and swim along without the second thing about it. They're not concerned about the clothing keeping them down. If you think it's going to keep you down, it's going to keep you down. So when we say this here, learning to forgive forces me to grow beyond what I am, while anger makes me look smaller. Whenever I judge another person, whenever I'm angry at another person, nobody respects me for that. When I holler or shout or when I use foul words, nobody appreciates that. They all say, what's the matter with you, you know? Why don't you have good grammar? Why don't you have good language? Why are you using that? Well, it's to get attention, isn't it? Mm. Yeah, it's to get attention. And does it always work? No. And so you try something else, you know? How many people have tried to commit suicide, and I say tried, not really, to get attention? And how many people commit suicide who didn't tell anybody about it? They didn't want attention. They wanted out. And it's amazing how many young people have that. Because they're totally ignored by their parents. They're totally ignored by their world. And they don't realize they're number one and they can do anything they want. And because of that, they want it out. They want to commit suicide. How strange. How unhappy. But in all of my work as a parish minister in many, many churches, there were many suicides that came to my attention. Many people who were interested in doing it. And I never lost anybody. I was always very happy about that. It's not that they shouldn't do it or should do it, but I was able to tell them what a good life they have and what a benefit they could be to their world and themselves if they wanted to. And they all took that for what it was. Now, if I were to get angry, how can you do something like that to your mother and father, to your sister? Right away they would say, that's why I'm doing it. You know? And that's why I'm doing it. But you see, even with close watch, people who want to do bad things like committing suicide to themselves, and I say bad only because we think it's not good. Death comes at any time, not dependent upon whether we do it or somebody else does it. It comes whenever we have decided that that's what we want to do, and then we experience it. And we can experience it even in a healthy body. We can experience it even without any aid. Because I know of a number of people that I've worked with who have reached the end of the line and they said, I'm going to die. And there was no reason for them to die. And they said, come around at 3 o'clock tomorrow afternoon, I'll be gone. Or I tell them, 3 o'clock tomorrow afternoon, you'll just be gone. And what they do is they just stop living. They just take their awareness, or what would you call it, their life force, and move on. We all do that at many times during our experiences and on many dimensions. But you see, learning to forgive forces me to grow beyond what I am. Now, you say, Herb, you just said forgiveness is, no, that's the point. Learning to forgive is meaning we don't ever do anything for which to be forgiven. We do everything harmonious and peaceful and good. And as I said before, if we really reach the point of living in a totally harmonious, perfect, absolute consciousness, all these things that we want forgiveness for are nothing. They're of no account. That's kind of interesting. We live in a wonderful world. Think about it. Anger only makes you look smaller. And when you learn to forgive, you don't have anything to forgive. So, be happy, be hearty. I love you. I love you.
I love you.
I love you. I love you.